Honestly, that's not necessarily saying that we're going to have to run the ball more with Kale, because Kale still has a really, really good arm and is still a very good quarterback. And then we still have Zach to be able to throw the ball to. And hopefully we're getting a few more guys healthy this week that haven't been able to play. That'll be out on the field in the receiving core. So, yeah, we might be lacking Kale at the receiving core, but we still have some really good receivers. And I'm dead honest, Kale can still throw the ball. So I don't see too much of a difference in our offense, just the fact that maybe we can run a little bit more with Kale than we did with AJ.